Doctor's Kitchen. Recipes, health, lifestyle. Welcome to Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Snack size snippets from the main podcast, all about food, medicine, lifestyle, and how to improve your health today. Today's snack size is all about integrative approaches to cancer. Now, this is obviously a hugely emotive topic, but I'm a firm believer that more can be done to prevent and treat the multitude of cancers that we are seeing, especially in Western nations where there is a correlation with rising rates of obesity. You can catch Dr. Zolman on episode 72 and 159, talking all about the rise of integrative medicine and how it applies to cancer prevention, therapy, and preventing recurrence after treatment.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Well, let's dive in and let's talk a bit about what exactly integrative oncology means to you and what people understand it to mean, and if there are any sort of official definitions that we could discuss as well, because I think people are fascinated by this subject, and I'm trying to be a big signpost for Penny Braun as, you know, the sort of benchmark, the standard by which all oncology centers should aim towards. But yeah, let's talk a bit about integrative oncology.
Well, it's, you know, I think words can be such a help and such a hindrance. You know, I think for me, integrative oncology is the same really as integrative, you know, I'd call it integrative cancer care maybe. Oncology makes it sound like it's an ology that has to happen in a hospital and that has to be specialists in white coats with high tech stuff. It absolutely doesn't. Integrative oncology is really integrative medicine as applied to a cancer situation. And I think we're seeing movements in integrative medicine, integrative rheumatology, integrative gastroenterology. So I think it's just sort of saying integrative approaches can be applied to all sorts of clinical situations. And I think cancer is one of the best examples of where it can really make a difference, and where it has, you know, people have been voting with their feet. People with cancer, overwhelming, you know, a majority of them, it depends how you actually define what integrative approaches are, but in different studies, between 60 and 80% of people with a cancer diagnosis are doing something in addition to their conventional medicine. So people are voting with their feet. They're using it because the actual solutions, the conventional solutions, in some situations are great, but in many leave a lot to be desired and are not guarantees of cure. Also partly because they come at quite a high price. So the toxicities of treatment can be quite considerable. So people are understandably looking for ways to reduce that toxicity or to find ways that they can help themselves. And also cancer is a kind of often a real crisis in people's lives. It's not something that many people can just sort of take in their stride and keep on going as normal. Often it does precipitate a bit of a stop and a think and a reorientation in life. And that can be such an opportunity. We often talk at Penny Braun as a crisis has these two elements. It's got the danger bit, but it's also got this fantastic opportunity. And if we can help people harness some of that opportunity, we turn what could otherwise be a really negative and damaging event, traumatic event, into something which allows the possibility of growth. So integrative cancer care, integrative oncology is really, I think, again, it's that intelligent combination of saying, what are the things that can help this person deal with the impact of the cancer diagnosis, live as well as possible and live as long as possible going forward in a way that builds their resilience and builds their own capacity to move forward, not just with the cancer, but with life in general. And I think there are different areas. So there's obviously the conventional treatment that's going to be really helpful for them in many cases. In some cases, it's going to be a bit more in the balance. Is this helpful? Isn't it? And again, having some other alternatives or other things to bring to the table can be really helpful. So lifestyle medicine is hugely important. And I think, like you, I see that as a real connected web. You know, it's what you eat, it's how you move, it's how you sleep, it's how you rest, it's how you think about the world, it's how you manage stress, the sort of everyday stresses of life, it's how you connect with the things that really matter to you in your life, both the people and the communities, but also the passions and the sort of inspiration and where you draw your strength from. All of those things, I think, are sort of lifestyle medicine, and all of them have a wonderful way of kind of supporting each other to sort of, and once one thing starts moving in the right direction, often it's small steps that can have a bit of a domino effect and can really start to change people's attitude and actually physical well-being. So even people who aren't really necessarily even thinking about having their cancer cured can actually start to say, do you know what, but I feel I'm living better. And some of my most moving experiences at Penny Braun have been talking with people who are close to death sometimes, but who just are living in such a vibrant and alive way that they say sometimes it's the most alive they've felt in their whole experience. And I think that's really key. And I think integrative oncology, integrative cancer care for me has another sort of dimension, which is this helping people to help themselves, but also supporting them, because it's a real roller coaster in terms of energy up and down. Sometimes the treatments or the symptoms from the actual disease really take it out of you. And I think I do want to challenge this thing. We're not saying here's the sort of instructions, you go away and you sort your own cancer out. I think that's unfair and it puts far too much responsibility on the individual. So I think there's a lot that we can do to support people, and that can be again through their conventional oncology teams, but also through a wider network of other people, counsellors, nutritional therapists, exercise facilitators, complementary therapists who can give massage or acupuncture or treatments that can actually give the body a sort of feel good experience in the middle of all of that difficult and challenging treatment. So I think integrative oncology, have I said all the aspects? So it's integrating a range of different approaches. I think it's, which include conventional, lifestyle and complementary. I think it's also really important to integrate that people feel themselves as integrated. So that often people describe the experience of going into hospital as if like that all they're interested is in my body. And in fact, it's not even the whole of my body. It's the bit on the scan, which is either shrinking or growing, or it's the blood marker that's showing my PSA going up or down. And I know it's not, when you talk to the oncologist, that's not what they really believe, but that is sort of how the system is expecting them to react. And so people often feel a bit like a slab of meat on a conveyor belt going through the system, and really helping people to connect back to their body hasn't let them down. It's not a sort of enemy territory, and helping people make friends again and connect their minds, their bodies, their emotions, their spirits, so that they feel like an integrated whole person going through this journey, and they feel that their whole person experience is really valid. And then I think it's really the other bit of the integrating that I think is really important is integrating them at the centre of their own healthcare creation team. So really seeing them as expert in their own body, in their own experience, and in their own inner knowledge of what works for them and what they feel is important and what their priorities are, really importantly.
I hope you enjoyed today's Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Remember, you can find the full-length episodes on the Doctor's Kitchen website at thedoctorskitchen.com. I'm Dr. Rupi. I will see you here next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.